Hello, what is your name?
My name is Mamta.
And what organization do you support?
I work for HENA Asian Women's Group.
And what sort of advice or services do you provide?
HENA Asian Women's Group is a small community-based charity that supports Asian women, particularly those who are migrant and don't speak English.
And what area is the charity based?
We're based in Camden.
Okay.
In Kilburn, actually.
Fantastic. Can you think about somebody that you've helped and give an example of their situation and story?
Sure. We work with a lot of different clients, but one particularly stands out because she didn't really access any of our other services, but she came to us for just to use what we call our listening service, which is an objective, confidential service to just be a sounding board for someone in a difficult period in their lives. And so this was a young lady who came to me. She was 24 years old. She was a married lady who'd been married about 5 years ago. She migrated from Pakistan, from a small town in Pakistan, married a British Muslim gentleman who she was in a, we wouldn't technically call it an abusive relationship, but it was a relationship where he had complete control over every side of her life. She's also a mom with 3 kids under 4. So she was really struggling mentally and financially and in every which way.
So how does she hear about your organization and make contact?
I think she saw our leaflets in the GP clinic, actually, because a lot of what we do is reach out to statutory partners around. So health visitors and GP clinics and anyone and everyone will have our leaflet, basically.
And when she approached the organization, how was she, what was her emotions?
She was a really shy, reticent young girl and not willing to speak much. And so it took a lot to convince her that whatever she said was confidential. It wouldn't go outside the office walls. So it took a lot for her to share what she was going to tell us. She built the trust slowly by coming regularly. It started off with just registering her interest, and then a few visits later coming and chatting, and then by the 4th or 5th visit really telling us what the trouble was on her mind.
And how did you help her resolve some of the problems she was facing?
She essentially was in a relationship where her husband didn't care for her anymore. He'd married her but didn't really care for her, didn't open any bank accounts, didn't have any financial support, was in a slightly supportive environment in that she was staying in a family where there, her husband was one, but her, there was brother-in-laws and others who understood that she was struggling. And the fact that she had 3 children under 4, she hadn't really stepped out of the house in ages. She didn't meet anyone of her own age group, didn't speak to anyone from her own culture, did not register her children with any sort of nurseries, or didn't go to the GP unless she was really extremely sick or just about to deliver her baby, that sort of thing.
So did you help her with practical day-to-day?
Yeah, it just started off with, first of all, listening to her. Just having someone talk was really helpful for her. So her mental health was, she didn't even realize that she was depressed at some point. She said it felt like she was a block of wood. And slowly, as she started talking to us, she found that, you know, she could talk to someone in a confidential environment, so she could share the sense of loss that she was experiencing and the sense of being not in control. So, and then we could effectively then signpost her. So we went back to her GP, wrote letters to her GP, were in close touch with her GP, who would call us to say, well, I've seen her and I think, you continue doing what you're doing. Then we sent her to Citizens Advice Bureau, where she got some advice. Because hers wasn't technically a domestic violence case, but she was in an abusive environment, we managed to get her support and moved her out into a hostel where she felt, I mean, it took her a while, almost 6 months, for her to realize that she needs to step out of that marriage. It was a decision she decided, I mean, it was something that she came to on her own as she built her confidence and she realized that there's a whole world out there.
And what is her situation now? Is it
over the last, it took about 9 months, but she's now in rented accommodation. She gets housing benefit and child benefit and ESA allowance as well. Her children are now accessing nursery services. And while the children are in nursery, the creche workers have signposted her to ESOL classes, so she's learning English. With that, she's also made friends. And so I think we came in at a very difficult point in her life, and we sort of were the bridge from her complete isolation to a whole new world where she could access different things and become more independent and more self-confident. So, I mean, she's a more transformed lady now. She smiles, she laughs, and her kids are sort of integrated in her class, in their classes and stuff. Yeah.